Am I in the air?
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? My name is Don Mega, and I'm your host, and I'm so happy that you're here to join me tonight to get caught up with all the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news, television, movies, non-spoiler reviews. You come right here to Am I on the Air? It's season 27, episode 11, and tonight's show is titled Science Fiction. We're going to be breaking down the news from November the 1st through November 7th. All right, so come on in and let's get her going. I have no movies to talk about this week once again. You know, it's been a slow movie season, guys, and there just hasn't been anything to really get out and go see. That all ends this week, though, because the Marvels hits, right? We're finally getting a new film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I know right now it seems to be the cool thing to be hating on the MCU, but I still love the MCU. The last movie we had was Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which was incredible. Loki is on right now, which is incredible. We just saw the trailer for Echo, which we'll talk about, which looks incredible. And I think this looks like a bunch of fun. And my daughter's super excited to see it, which makes me super excited to take her to see it. And I'll be checking that out this Thursday on the preview night in IMAX. So we will be back to the theater this week, and I'm very excited about that. But before then, no new movies, so we're going to just talk TV really quick. Let's see, where do I want to start on the TV side? Should I start with the new stuff? We'll start with the new stuff. I checked out the new season of American Horror Stories. Now, this is the spinoff show. That's why there's an S in there, American Horror Stories, which is an anthology series that basically every episode is a different horror story. Now, just to set the tone, American Horror Story, the original show, was always one of my all-time favorites. I love this series. The last couple years, they've really gone off the trail, and I haven't really liked anything they've been doing. And the new season of American Horror Story, Delicate, is not very good. It's not very good. So, I have hope. I've always had hope for American Horror Stories, even though we're going into season 3. The first two seasons weren't that great, but there was always a couple episodes here and there where you were like, that was fun. This is a mini season. It only dropped 4 episodes. I've watched 3 of the 4 so far. And it's not good. It's just not good. I'm not enjoying it. I don't think they're fun stories. I think they're kind of whack. And yeah, I'm pretty bummed. So I got one more to go. We'll see how that pans out. But for me, American Horror Stories was a thumbs down this season. If you would like to check up on it, it is streaming on Hulu. The next new thing, I talked about this show a couple weeks ago, Shining Veil. This was a show that came out last year with Courtney Cox, and it's a horror comedy kind of show that's on Stars. And I jumped into season 1 a couple weeks ago and really, really liked it, and I just finished season 1. Great show. So much fun. This has been a little pleasant surprise for sure. Season 2 just happened to have just started a couple weeks ago. So since I finished season 1, I was able to jump right into season 2. And first episode, off to a bang. We're kind of picking things up where we left off. But I've only watched the first episode of season 2, but I'm excited to get caught up on this show and just definitely wanted to give it its props. So if you want to check out Shining Veil, that is streaming over on Stars. I think we're 4 episodes into season 2 at this point. Next up is Legends. We've talked about this show before, Marvel Studios Legends. This is a show on Disney Plus that kind of recaps a movie character before a Disney Plus show or before a new theatrical show. It's a really cool recap show that's like less than 10 minutes and takes you through each character's kind of journey through the MCU, right? So if you've missed anything, you haven't watched it all, this is a great thing to jump into for a real quick kind of up to speed course. So, of course, with the Marvels coming out in theaters this week, they did Legends episodes for Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel. They did one for Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel, and one for Monica Rambeau, who, of course, is going to be Photon in the new movie. So your three Marvels each got an episode. So, you know, this one here, I feel like this movie is probably going to have the most homework, right? Because it's a Captain Marvel sequel, but at the same time, we're introducing two characters that made their debut in a Disney Plus show. So if you didn't see Miss Marvel, you're not going to know who Kamala Khan is. If you didn't see WandaVision, you're not going to really understand who Monica Rambeau is. So these Legends episodes, I think, will come in very handy for you. So if you're somebody who's not caught up, definitely go check that out on Disney Plus. Speaking of Marvel, though, Loki, baby, we only got one episode left. I am loving this season. It's just so good. It is complicated. We got time travel again. We got a multiverse caving in on itself, but it's just done so well, and Tom Hiddleston's been amazing this season, and I'm loving it, so can't wait to see how Loki ends this week. And lastly, the season finale happened for Gen V. This is the Boys spinoff that we've been binging. 8 episodes, just had the season finale. Phenomenal. This show is so good. Friggins, I hope you've started it. I haven't heard you say nothing. But guys, if you haven't seen Gen V, go on Prime Video, make sure you check it out. You can binge the whole season now, nothing to wait on. This show has everything you want. It is over the top. It is gory. There's sexual stuff. Like, I mean, it's one of them shows, but it's so damn good. So make sure you check it out. Hell of a finale, and can't wait to see how it bleeds into the next season of The Boys. So there you go, guys. Season finale of Gen V. Check it out over on Prime Video. Loki on Disney Plus. Marvel's Legends on Disney Plus. American Horror Stories over on Hulu. And Shining Veil Season 2 over on Stars. So that's what I got for you guys there. Let's talk box office real quick. Coming in at number 10, it's Freelance. Number 9, What Happens Later. Number 8, After Death. Number 7, Paw Patrol, The Mighty Movie. Number 6, The Exorcist Believer. Number 5, Radical. Number 4, Priscilla. Number 3, Killers of the Flower Moon. Number 2, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour. And number 1, once again, was Five Nights at Freddy's, which we talked about on last week's episode. But check this. Even though it's still number 1, and it made $19 million, which is really good because the movie was made for $20 million. So pretty much made its budget back here on week 2, even though it crushed it last week. But if you remember, last week the movie made $80 million and like $130 million worldwide. With this second week at $19 million, that is a 76% drop in week 1, which is unheard of. Unheard of. 76% drop. So everybody that wanted to see this movie saw it in week 1. And then everybody that wanted to watch it again, which is where movies make their money on repeat watches, went and just probably watched it on Peacock since it's streaming over there at no charge. So yeah, 76% tumble. Rough. But still holding that number 1 spot. Congratulations, Five Nights at Freddy's. All right, guys, let's get into our news of the week. We have the first official trailer for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. And guys, this trailer looks fantastic. It hits theaters on May 24th, 2024. It looks so good. This is a sequel to the other Planet of the Apes movies that we've had earlier in the timeline, right, with Andy Serkis as Caesar. This movie takes place many, many, many years later, where the apes have really, gone through the evolution. They can talk no problem. They are basically running the show now at this point. And I believe the main character is Caesar's son. So we're following the journey of the same family, trying to figure out where he comes from in his history. Trailer's awesome. I love this series. Cannot wait for this movie. May 24th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Make sure you check out that trailer if you haven't seen it yet. Also, get ready for Dashing Through the Snow, which starts streaming on Disney Plus on November 17th. This one here has Lil Rel Howery as Santa Claus with Ludacris with him with a little, PG kind of fun little Christmas movie. So check it out. It is coming soon. We have the new poster. The trailer's out. Dashing Through the Snow, Disney Plus, November 17th. We also have the first trailer for The Fall Guy. This is Ryan Gosling's new movie, directed by David Leitch, who I love, David Leitch. He's a great director, especially in action. And this one here, like I said, Ryan Gosling, you got Emily Blunt, Aaron Taylor Johnson pops up in this. M'Bako from Black Panther pops up in this. Winston Duke. So great, great cast here. Lots of cameos. This is based on the 1980s TV show. I believe it was in the 80s. Yeah, I don't think it was a 90s show. It's an action comedy, and it looks awesome. This hits theaters on March 1st. Check out the Fall Guy trailer. It's going to be great. True Detective creator set to write and direct a new horror movie for Blumhouse. Superman and Lois is going to end with season 4. That's right. The CW has issued a statement that season 4 will be its last. And I believe it's a mini season too. I think it's only 10 episodes, but they're going to wrap it up. And I totally expected this to happen. This is the last show that's going in the quote unquote Arrowverse over on CW. And, you know, James Gunn is relaunching the DCU. And everything once the DCU launches will be interconnected, from TV to video games to movies, so you can't have these little offshoot shows all over the place, right? So it's time to wrap it up. Last season was phenomenal for Superman and Lois. Superman and Lois is a whole different show. but Superman and Lois, which I wouldn't doubt this day and age. But Superman and Lois is a great, great show, and I'm glad that they were able to get one more season to kind of ride out on their own terms. Life After Beth season 2 is coming soon to Hulu. This is Amy Schumer's comedy. I really like this show. Season 1 was super funny, so glad to see it coming back for season 2. Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ 2 will be split into multiple parts. So there you go. You're going to get multiple movies there. Letterkenny season 12 is coming soon for its final season. The Penguin Show with Colin Farrell, which is the spinoff of the Batman movie. The release has been delayed. Sorry, no shocker there, as obviously we're still in the middle of a strike and everything is delayed. So it's unfortunate, but we'll have to wait longer to see The Penguin. A new Prison Break series is in development over at Hulu. It will not star any of the original characters. This is a spinoff that's going to take place in the same universe, but it is a new version of it. So I know the general consensus on my tweet for this was a lot of people were not interested or like, if they didn't got the original people, I don't care. So we'll see. We'll see if it can handle coming back and being its own thing. We will have to wait and see. Also, speaking of delays, The White Lotus season 3 no longer coming out in 2024. It has been delayed to 2025 due to the strike. We have the teaser trailer for Boy Swallows Universe. This is Trent Dalton's best-selling novel adaptation, so you can check out the first teaser trailer for that now. Futurama has been renewed for 2 more seasons over at Hulu. Euphoria Season 3 has also been delayed over at HBO due to the strike. FX has released the first trailer for Shogun, which is coming soon to Hulu. It's a limited series. House of the Dragon Season 2 is supposed to come out in 2024 over on HBO. The It prequel series, Welcome to Derry, has also been delayed a year, pushing to 2025. Super bummed about this one. I was really looking forward to Welcome to Derry. So yeah, this really sucks, but we'll have to wait to 2025 on that one. Yellowstone Season 5 Part 2 is coming soon, and 2 new spinoffs are in the works as well. Nicolas Cage's Flash cameo as Superman was majorly changed. Nicolas Cage was doing some promotions lately, and he said, yeah, what I saw in that movie was not what I shot. He was like, I did something totally different, and they changed it. You know, it happens, unfortunately. I would love to see what the original version was. PS Plus members are going to get additional Sony Pictures Core benefits coming in November. We have the first official trailer for the new Mark Wahlberg-led movie, The Family Plan. This one here looks like a nice little fun family action movie where he's just trying to be a good dad, but of course he used to be an assassin and they've caught up to his past. So him and his whole family are on the run. It looks like a fun action comedy, you know, nothing too crazy. This is going to hit Apple TV Plus in December. We have the trailer for Family Switch, which is Ed Helms and Jennifer Garner's new Netflix Family Switch movie, where the mom and dad and the kids obviously body swap. We've seen it before, but it's always a lot of fun. So we'll check out Family Switch. My daughter's looking forward to this one coming soon to Netflix. And then coming soon to Peacock is a new movie called Genie, which is a new Christmas comedy with Melissa McCarthy playing a genie and helping a guy out for the Christmas season who's down on his luck. So, looks harmless. It's going to be a Peacock original. Check it out. Naomi Harris and Gwendolyn Christie have joined the new Robin Hood movie, Robin and the Hood. Please tell me why we continue to make Robin Hood movies. These movies do not do good, ever. So why are we still doing it? I don't know. It makes no sense to me. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny is going to be hitting Disney Plus this month, so get ready for that if you missed it in theaters. We have an interview with Damien Leone, who is the director of Terrifier. He talks Terrifier's 2 success, Terrifier's 3 different tone, and Art versus Ash. So check that out, among some other stuff. Eli Roth says that his Thanksgiving movie has a hard R rating and says it's got a lot of gory kills. So I love it. This comes out on the 17th. I will be there. So let's check it out. Jenna Ortega's new A24 movie has added 7 more cast members to the cast, even though it's already wrapped production. I believe this is an animated film, so it's going to have Jenna Ortega and Paul Rudd, and it's called Death of a Unicorn. So there you go. Family Switch hits Netflix on November 30th, by the way, if you're looking forward to the body swap movie. We have, I told you, I teased it earlier, the first trailer for Echo. This is Marvel Studios' next TV show based on the character that we saw in the Hawkeye show on Disney Plus. Echo is a villain. She's an assassin. She's also the kind of stepdaughter of Kingpin. So Kingpin is all over this trailer. No bad deed goes unpunished. All episodes of Marvel Studios Echo, a new original series streaming January 10th, will hit Disney Plus and Hulu. So there you go there. So set your Disney Plus profile to TVMA, because yes, it is TVMA. All episodes will be available on Hulu until April 9th, and then it'll be housed exclusively on Disney Plus. But yes, this show, man, this was a show that I don't think anyone gave 2 fucks about. I'll be honest. You know, she was fine in the Hawkeye series, but I always said, coming out of that show, why are we doing a show just on Echo? It doesn't make any sense. Then this trailer comes out, and it looks incredible. It looks phenomenal. I mean, it's gory, it's graphic, the action, the style. It looks really, really good, and made me do just full 180 on this show. Pretty sure I saw Daredevil in a quick clip on this. So that'll be fun, because he was always rumored to be on here. Obviously, a lot of Wilson Fisk, a.k.a. Kingpin, which looks awesome. Yeah, this show looks incredible, man. So let's get ready for Echo. We also have the first poster for it, which looks really cool. So check that out as well. Curb Your Enthusiasm Season 12 is set to premiere in February of 2024. Echo director says that the character will not have her comic book powers in the show. So there you go. They ditched it. Bambi the Reckoning. That's right. The slasher spin on the classic tale starts filming in January. Because, of course, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey did so well, we got to have Bambi the Reckoning. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem 2 will focus on Shredder, and he will be the villain going forward. So there you go. For Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, everybody wondering where Shredder was at, he is on the way. Zack Snyder is developing a Rebel Moon animated series to hit before the movies do. It won't premiere before the movies. It's just the events of the animated series will be set before the movies. American Sports Story has cast Hunger Games prequel star as Aaron Hernandez and Patrick Schwarzenegger as Tim Tebow. So there you go. Mira Sorvino is a dangerous AI security system in a new psychological thriller called Home Safe. The Alien TV series will play with the structure of the Xenomorph life cycle. Godzilla Minus One gets a new trailer to celebrate Godzilla Day. Check that out. We have an article up talking about Inside the Network's post-strike plan to salvage the 2023-2024 TV season. So pretty cool little breakdown here to just talk about these shows and how the strike is affecting TV. So check that out if you're interested. Sound of Freedom, starring Jim Caviezel, which made so much money over the summer at the box office, is set to stream soon on Prime Video. So if you haven't seen it yet and you're looking forward to it, that's where you'll find it. Marvel Spotlight. So check this out. Marvel is launching a new banner. Marvel Spotlight is a new MCU label that will focus on bringing more grounded, character-driven stories to the screen with street-level stakes over the larger MCU continuity. Spotlight projects will have a musical fanfare intro that is composed by Michael Giacchino. So there you go there, man. So a different little umbrella here where you could supposedly watch a show without having to worry about, I didn't watch the previous 30 things that came out before it. You know, it's not really as much about MCU continuity. It's more of a grounded story that's really just about these characters. So Echo, for example, is the first Marvel Spotlight. It makes sense, right? We're following one character and her kind of journey. Doesn't really tie into the bigger Marvel universe other than maybe Daredevil or Kingpin. So you don't need to have seen all these other movies to really get what's going on. So I like that we're going to kind of separate it a little bit. And maybe we'll get something for the darker movies as well, too, like a Deadpool. And then the breaking news that Blade is going to be rated R for Marvel, which before they said it was a PG-13 movie. Now it says they're going for an R. So you can see Marvel really shaking things up. So maybe we'll have a Marvel Knights banner or something like that for the rated R kind of movies to really let people know, hey, before you go, understand this, right? So very cool there. We have the poster for Lift, which is coming soon to Netflix. It's Kevin Hart's new heist movie. It debuts on Netflix January 12th. On top of the poster, we also have the first trailer. So check it out there. It also stars, it's got Kevin Hart, Gugu Mbatha-Raw, Vincent D'Onofrio, Billy Magnuson, Sam Worthington, all star in this, directed by F. Gary Gray. Looks really good. So check out the trailer for Lift. Let's see here. I'm going to skip some of this stuff. SAG-AFTRA, it looked like the strike might have ended over the weekend as the last, best, and final offer came down the feed, but then they still pushed back on it because supposedly it still had a lot of AI stuff in there, and the studio is not caving on AI, guys. They're just like, nope, we're not going to do it. So it looks like, though, as of yesterday, the studios have said, okay, we'll back off the AI. So if they back off that, I think we might get a deal done this week, so fingers crossed that we finally end this SAG strike. Lucy Hale is set to star in a new comedy thriller called Fuck, Marry, Kill that'll be coming to Lionsgate. Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey has released its first look at the new close-up of Winnie the Pooh, and it looks way better than the first movie, man. It doesn't even look like the same character, because that mask for Pooh in the first movie was so stupid. It was janky as shit. This new one, they put some money into it, man. It looks nice. I like it. The 10-episode final season of Superman and Lois will air on the CW in 2024. The final episodes of the flagship Yellowstone series are coming in 2024 as well. Universal and DreamWorks Animation's live-action take of How to Train Your Dragon has been bumped a little bit, moving from March 14, 2025 to Friday, June 13, 2025. So just a couple months there, not too shabby. FX has officially renewed The Bear. That's right. FX has renewed the half-hour series starring Jeremy Allen White and Ayo Edebiri for season 3. A lot of people have been waiting for this news. Here you go. Season 3 on the way of The Bear. Like I said, director of Blade, Jan Demange, has confirmed that Blade will be rated R. And it will be the second rated R movie behind Deadpool 3. So there you go. We have the final trailer for The Marvels, which hits theaters on Friday. This trailer doesn't give too much extra stuff in it. I don't know what this new thing is lately of let's release a trailer the week the movie comes out. But this one here kind of does it in a cool way. It sets up the fact of like what's happened so far up to this point, and then now, you know, what the story is of the Marvels with some quick glimpses. So it's a short trailer. It's less than 2 minutes. I think it looks really good. The early word has come out. There were some press screenings of the Marvels, and it seems to be mixed. As I read through them, it's one of those situations, and I expected this, where you have a tweet that says, oh man, the Marvel Universe is back, this movie is incredible, everyone's awesome, I loved it, to the very next tweet saying, you know, oh, Marvel's still in trouble, this movie sucks, it didn't do anything for me. So it's very, every other tweet is positive, negative. So I don't even know what to expect at this point. I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm going to enjoy it. I think some people are being way too cynical on the Marvel Universe right now. It sounds like even some people that didn't like it sound like they really did enjoy the three main leads, right? That Carol, Kamala, and Monica were all really, really good. It sounds like the villain's not very strong, but there are some cool surprises, and supposedly the mid-credit scene is what? So hopefully we don't get that spoiled, but I'm excited, and even in this new trailer, it looks like they tease a character, and I'm like, is that who I think it is? And I'm like, wow. So we'll see how they do it. But it looks like, yeah. Oh my God. I don't even know. Let's just see. No spoilers. The main trailer for Rebel Moon is going to land this Sunday. So get ready, guys. Rebel Moon Part 1, A Child of Fire. The main trailer will hit this Sunday. And of course, the movie hits Netflix on December 22nd. And it will be in some movie theaters the week before. So keep your eyes out for that. Because if it's playing, we got to go watch this one in the theater for show. HBO's Dune prequel series is going to be given a new title and a new release date window. So we'll keep posted on that. Lena Headey has exited the Nick Frost-led horror movie Savalta. No reason why. Apple Studios has announced the new Peanuts movie with Snoopy and Charlie Brown. Marvel's What If Season 2 is going to release this holiday season, so we'll have some more Marvel there in animated form. The Creator is coming soon to 4K, Blu-ray, and digital, so keep your eyes out for that. We have the trailer for The Velveteen Rabbit, which is Apple TV Plus adaptation of the beloved Christmas story. Murder at the End of the World. We have the new teaser trailer starring Emma Corrin as a new Gen Z type Sherlock Holmes. This is coming soon to Hulu. The Boys creator clarifies that the show's timeline does pick up right after Gen V. So he says everything's linear. So Boys Season 1, Season 2, Season 3, Gen V, Boys Season 4. So everything goes in order. So there you go. Terrifier 3 director reveals the horror sequel will have a controversial opening scene. So, The Longest Yard getting a remake from HBO's Winning Time writer. The Longest Yard has already been remade. This was a Burt Reynolds movie. Then it was an Adam Sandler movie. We're really going to do it again? Like, I thought this was fake news when I first read it. I'm shocked. I'm really, really shocked by this one. The Equalizer 3 will be available on digital November 7th, and then we'll hit Blu-ray, ultra-high def, and DVD on November 14th. Terrifier 3 will be gory and depraved, but shorter and less mystical than Part 2, so that sounds good to me. That makes a lot of sense. Chuck Lorre offers an update on Max's Big Bang Theory spinoff. He says it's prenatal. He's way too early to talk about it. They're still working on it. No details. Rob Lowe is going to be hosting and producing a new Fox game show called The Floor. The Circle has been renewed for two more seasons over on Netflix. Jason Momoa is set to be a host on SNL in the next couple weeks, so that'll be cool to see him back there. He's awesome on SNL. Dancing with the Stars has announced they're going to do a Taylor Swift theme night for season 32. So get ready for that. Everybody wants their piece of the pie of Taylor Swift. Let's see here. The big news dropped earlier today. Live action Legend of Zelda movie has been announced by Nintendo. So there you go, guys. Not an animated movie, a live action Zelda. So that'll be pretty cool. Looks like it'll be directed by Wes Paul. What's that guy's name? Ball? Sorry, give me a second. Wes Ball, it is Wes Ball, who did the new Planet of the Apes movie we just talked about. He also did the Maze Runner trilogy. So, yeah, so very cool there, man. A lot of people, you know, been begging for Legend of Zelda, so I love that. Let's see here. Greta Gerwig's Chronicles of Narnia movie is eyeing a 2024 production start. Emma Corrin and Lucy Zhang are set to lead a new comedy movie called Peaches. Enola Holmes 3 is in the works with Millie Bobby Brown. Zack Snyder has confirmed that his Army of the Dead prequel series has been scrapped. It was going to be an animated series that took place as a prequel for Army of the Dead. And yeah, he says even though they've already recorded the dialogue and have animatics for the movie, they just decided to scrap it. So hopefully we still get that sequel, though. That's what I want to see. MGM Plus has greenlit a new Hollywood true crime documentary series based on podcast. John Wick TV series spinoffs are teased by Chad Stahelski. That's right. He says they're working on a couple spinoffs in the John Wick universe. He won't say about who, but he teased, you know, he likes Lawrence Fishburne's character. He likes Halle Berry's character. So maybe those two, or it'd be something else. He says what it won't be is John Wick. So yes, John Wick will stick to the movies, but they want to continue exploring this universe on television. We have the trailer for Slow Horses Season 3. Apple TV Plus's show is returning soon with Gary Oldman. We have the poster for Damsel, which is Millie Bobby Brown's new Netflix fantasy movie. And the trailer is supposed to drop here in the next couple days. We also have the trailer for Reacher Season 2. I really, really enjoyed Reacher Season 1. This trailer is great. I loved it. You know, Alan Ritchson was born to play this character. He's so good at it. And it makes you like, when you watch this and you see his brutality and his stance, you're like, how the hell did Tom Cruise play this? And I love Tom Cruise, but how did Tom Cruise play it? Because it just can't carry the gravitas that Alan Ritchson does in this role. And this season looks incredible, man. So I cannot wait for this. I believe the new season comes out in December. Judd Apatow still wants to make This Is 50, the sequel to This Is 40, but he says he has another movie ready to go first, so we'll see if he gets to it. I hope he does, man. I love This Is 40, and by the time This Is 50 comes out, I'll probably be pretty close to that, so I could relate, right? And we have a really cool, Chapelwaite has been canceled at MGM Plus, reversing the season 2 renewal. So this is another situation where a show was renewed and they've gone backtracked on it and said, nope, actually, we're not going to do it. It's probably strike related. That's what's happening to a lot of these shows. They just can't figure out production start dates because of the strike. So they end up canceling. And lastly, we have a really cool article up with Before You See the Marvels, What You Need to Know from TV's WandaVision, Miss Marvel, and Secret Invasion, which it kind of wraps everything up for these characters if you're looking for a quick how-to before you go to the Marvels. But like I said, I think the best thing is to check out the Legends episodes over on Disney Plus. They'll really get you caught up to speed. And that's it, my friends. That is our news of the week, hidden right at that 30-minute mark. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me tonight on this November the 7th episode. I appreciate you. Thank you for joining. And join me next week as we talk the Marvels and we get caught up with everything. Hopefully, we'll have a spoiler review coming soon. We haven't done one in a while with me, Peeps, and Friggins. Hopefully, the Marvels will bring us back together as we do all the Marvel movies. So, we'll see how that one goes. Stay tuned. Of course, make sure you follow us on X. It's twitter.com/amiontheair. You can follow me directly at DXDonMega. Same handles over on Threads, if that's your thing. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/amiontheair. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Podcasts. You know, we're on everything, so make sure you subscribe there. Of course, subscribe to us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Just search Am I on the Air? And thank you to our great affiliates at Red Dragons Radio and the Pop Culture Pros. Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio. Follow Pop Culture Pros at popculture_pros. It's reddragonsradio.com. Thank you for always streaming the shows on demand. We really, really appreciate it. We just streamed our 100th episode on Pop Culture Pros. So very happy about that and our partnership. So thank you so much for helping spread the word of Am I on the Air. And that'll do it for me tonight for season 27, episode 11. And we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. So take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all, peace. Red Dragons!